Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Be'alosha, we hear about the Mishkan being put together and used, so to speak, for the very first time. Everything was in place. The physical construction of the Mishkan, the Kohanim and the Levi'im and Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, all ready to work in the Mishkan. The gifts have been given, etc., etc. Everything was ready to go. And then the Torah describes a most miraculous phenomenon that surrounded the Mishkan beginning on the very first day of its completion. Perek tes, pasuk tes vav, uvyom hakim es hamishkan, on the day that the Mishkan was built, was erected, kisa he'anan es hamishkan le'ohel ha'edus, the miraculous cloud covered the Mishkan, and uva'erev yihyeh al hamishkan kimare eish ad boker, and then in the evening, kimare eish, what looked like a fire, covered the Mishkan and remained there until morning. It's a beautiful pasuk, describing what must have been an incredible sight. However, something strange happens in the very next pasuk. The Torah in the very next pasuk describes the exact same phenomenon, but with a minor change. The Torah says that not only did this phenomenon occur on the first day, but Kein yihyeh samid ha'anan yechasenu umare eish laila, just like a cloud covered the Mishkan on the first day and a fire covered the Mishkan on the first night, so too did that happen every night, all the time, every day, all the time as well. We know that every word in the Torah, every letter in the Torah, has layers and layers of meaning. And if so, why in the first pasuk does the Torah describe the fire on top of the Mishkan as ki mare esh, like a fire, whereas in the very next pasuk the Torah calls the same fire mare esh? When the fire first descended on the Mishkan, it was ki mare esh, it looked like a fire, but every subsequent night it was mare esh, it was a fire itself. Why the difference? A beautiful and fundamental explanation is offered by Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, who died in 1966. He asks this question in his Oznaim LaTorah, and he offers the following most beautiful explanation. On the very first night, when a fire descended on the Mishkan, everyone understood immediately that this was no ordinary fire. In nature, fires don't act like this. This had to be a miraculous fire. Everyone knew that, and so everyone knew that it was a kim. It looked like a fire. It looked like a normal, natural fire. But this was no normal fire. It was kimare esh. That was on the first night. But then, when it happened again on the second night, the third night, the fourth night, again and again, every night, when that happened, people started getting used to it. It became normal. A fire on top of the Mishkan every night? Sure, that's mare esh. It's a regular fire. It's amazing how even the most incredible sight, a fire at night over the Mishkan, could become regular in their eyes. But the truth is, it's like everything we see in nature. The rising of the sun, the blooming of the flowers, the beating of our hearts. All this is very natural to us, and we get used to it. We can forget, unfortunately, that that too, all of this, is a miracle. And our job, of course, is to make sure that we do not forget that everything is a miracle. And perhaps one can suggest that this is related to another topic in our parsha, another idea that is said by the Shla HaKadosh, Rabbi Yeshaya Horowitz, who died in 1565. Shla stands for Shnei Luchos Habris, his sefer. And the Shla says a few psukim later, in describing the travels of Bnei Yisrael, the Torah says that whenever the cloud or the fire lifted, Bnei Yisrael had to travel. Sometimes they'd stay in a place for a long time, sometimes for a short time, but whatever the case may be, the Torah says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, V'Al Pi Hashem Yisa'u. And again in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, V'Al Pi Hashem Yisa'u. And on these psukim, the Shla says in his Shnei Luchos Habris, in Chelek Beis, in the Torah Shebichsav section, the Shla says that this is a hint from the Torah that whatever a person does, wherever he or she goes, it's a good idea to get in the habit of saying, Be'ezras Hashem. Be'ezras Hashem, I'm going there tomorrow. Imirtza Hashem, I'm doing this later. And when we get there, we say, thank God I arrived. Or, Baruch Hashem, my trip was a success. Al pi Hashem yachanu, v'al pi Hashem yisa'u. Everything we do, everywhere we go, is with the help of Hashem. And the more we say that, the more it becomes ingrained in our minds and in our hearts. And that's the Shla, and perhaps one can suggest that these two ideas, the miraculous fire on the Mishkan that became normal to us, so to speak, and the traveling of Bnei Yisrael in the desert, perhaps one can suggest that these two ideas of the Oznaim LaTorah and of the Shla are connected. Perhaps the way to prevent ourselves from becoming immune, from becoming habitualized to God's daily miracles, is the Shla's approach. Baruch Hashem, Be'ezras Hashem, please God, God willing, Imirtz Hashem. When we get in the habit of recognizing God in everything we do, everywhere we go, and in everything that happens to us, it's very, very difficult to become used to His constant miracles. Have an amazing day, everyone.